Blog Talk Radio.
For sale, McGill a gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale.
Won't you buy him, take him, try him?
We got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale. McGill a gorilla for sale. Got a gorilla for sale. McGill a gorilla for sale. Don't you want a gorilla you could call your own? A little gorilla be with you when you're all alone. We got a gorilla for sale. McGill a gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale. McGill a gorilla for sale. Don't you call him a monkey? He'll tell. And if any did, then McGill the monkey will be for sale. With shoes on his feet, suspenders, and a hat on his head. There's not much about a dear little gorilla that hasn't been said. We got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale.
You know, I wonder how many times he said that and fucked it up.
I'm all laughing muted.
You know, because I'm telling you, if I had to sing that, I would get confused and I would totally just screw it up.
I can sing it now, but I'm telling you, I fucked it up a lot when I sing McGill a damn.
There you go.
Because that was fun. Yeah. Okay. Boy, I sound excited, don't I? It is September 15th, 2011, and it is time for Gamer Girls Radio once again. We are up in the hizzle. Let me give you the phone number before I introduce us, because I normally forget the phone number, and I don't want to do that. So, the phone number is 347-215-7977. I will repeat that just in case you didn't get it. It's 347-215-7977, or you can get us on the Skype, on the Skype, like it's got the in front of it. You can get us on Skype by hitting the Skype button on the episode page. That's right.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're white. That's right, y'all. I'm back. And then we have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle as well. Hello.
Hola, mommies and puppies.
Papa mean daddy, right?
Yes. Hola, mommies and puppies.
And then we have Master Blaster also. Hello, Blaster.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Both of you bitches are crazy. Really?
Night.
Really?
Yes.
What is with all the formalities? I dare say I think I'm working too hard.
We're trying to behave today.
Behave for why?
Because we were bad.
You're always bad, so behaving is really not going to fix that.
That's true. This
spot is reserved in hell.
Wow.
Hey, look, I'll just tell it like it is. All right. What are we doing?
Well, I think
Thursday.
We have some stories, right?
I don't know, man. I just work. I've been working all day.
Well, yeah, I know, but tomorrow's Friday.
I don't stop working because it's Friday. You act like that means something.
No, Friday should mean something. Everybody has a Friday. It doesn't necessarily have to be Friday. But
I have no Friday.
You have no Friday. You work 7 days a week.
I do.
You know, oddly enough, so do I.
Mm-hmm. You heard the Eminem song? That was my theme song for the week by Eminem called Till I Collapse. That's me. Mm-hmm.
Well, Friday. Tomorrow's Friday for me, bitches. So enjoy yourselves. I'm gonna sit back and play some games.
Ginger wants to know, what the fuck song is this? See, you're supposed to know these. Oh, I forgot, she doesn't watch TV. Cartoon Network a couple years ago, or Boomerang, when they first came out, they used to play that late at night cartoon called McGill Gorilla, which I never saw, but I knew about the cartoon. Thought it was hilarious, especially with him walking around with his little hat and suspenders. It was adorable.
You know,
anyway.
You know, it's really weird. What's really hard is to get that song out of your head.
Yeah.
And it's really awkward when it comes up during baby-making time.
I blame Snow White because she's the one that was watching the gorilla before the show. So y'all don't know what goes on before the show.
You know what? It was a cute little thing. It was a little bath time for baby gorilla. I couldn't say no.
Was his name McGilla?
No, his name was not McGilla, but he did have a little hat on at one point. So amazing.
Was he for sale?
He was not for sale, unfortunately, or I would totally buy him.
Wait, don't call him a monkey. He ain't got no tail.
That's right.
That's true, actually. He's an ape.
Oh, dear God.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. So what do we got? Hey, Tokyo Game Show is going on right now.
We know. We were talking about some interesting things that happened this morning. But you had some specific things you would like to mention.
Oh,
don't encourage him. Oh,
I don't know. I mean, no, not really. It was actually about the Tokyo Game Show in general. I really, this surprised me this year. I did not, I didn't even know it was really going on. There wasn't really much of a run-up. Was it?
Well, we had a calendar up at one point, but we're having some issues with the calendar. And, yes, y'all do not know the emails I get of complaints about our site. You would think nobody visits our site because it's quiet, but the minute something's wrong, I get like 10 emails. Blah, 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 is missing on this page. Oh, damn.
9 of them are for me.
Yeah. They probably are.
That's just how he likes to bitch.
That's right, and they're all the same one. Corey, fix the damn site.
Corey, fix it.
No.
There's
seriously,
a shot. Go ahead.
Seriously, this is not like E3, right? I mean, E3, there's like, you know, they've got G4's doing their countdown to E3, and you got all these news sites.
G4 is at, they're at the Tokyo Game Show. It's just because we're American, and we're completely on the other side of the planet, you know, some of us anyway. So it's not a big deal to us. And our E3 is not a big deal to them. I mean, really concentrate for a second. How many Asian, I mean, truly Asian, not American Asians, Japanese, Chinese, did you see at E3? I'll wait.
I don't know. There's a lot of. I didn't ask him what national. I didn't ask him, are you from.
Wait,
from
wait.
Japan?
I got an answer for. Are you listening? I got an answer.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I didn't ask him the nationality. I didn't walk up and, hey, how are you? Are you actually from America or are you from Japan? I saw a lot of Asian people there.
And would you have said it in that voice as well?
I might have said it in that voice.
Okay.
You know. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Dude. It's a good thing you're like 8 feet tall because you would get your ass kicked constantly. You'd be one of those geeks that keeps getting hit in the mouth.
I'm just saying, I don't really care. I don't care about the Tokyo Game Show. That was my whole like reason for bringing it up. Is like I'm way more excited about E3. Nothing exciting comes out of the Tokyo Game Show, in my opinion.
Let me
and so far, go ahead.
Tell you in the morning times, there's at least half a dozen at any given time. Shows or things going on. There's also GDC Europe that's going on right now or just ending. They're having GDC online at this very hour. I'm supposed to be there here in Houston. So there's all kinds of stuff that's going on that they it just doesn't – not all of it's going to resonate with us. It's just this year, I don't know what was going on this year. I've never seen this many game shows. Somebody else was having one. I think GameStop is putting on a conference, and then we have somebody stupid like AT&T putting on a game conference, and Lipton Tea. I mean, it's just crazy this year. There's no way you could keep up with all this stuff, and who would want to go to some of the people that are hosting game shows? There's why? GameStop, why? Do we really want to go? Do you really want to go and sit there? I don't know.
GameStop's even a joke. Like at E3, they're a little – like okay, so again, E3 – like
GameStop's
a
joke, period.
That's
amen.
True. Amen. But I'm just saying, E3 in general, like when I was there, at least G4, this huge booth, and they have like all their TV personalities, and they're doing shows, and people are standing around watching the booth. I did not see. I know GameStop has like a little like booth set up where they do interviews and stuff, and they do it all on camera, and it plays in the GameStop stores. But I did not see like a whole bunch of people like going over there and watching what they're doing, watching the interviews and stuff. I mean, GameStop to me is not even on the radar. As far as covering big shows like this. And, I mean, again, I'm going back to my statement, though, is the Tokyo Game Show. I mean, what has come out of the Tokyo Game Show so far? A bunch of announcements. Of, I mean, I personally, PlayStation Vita, I don't really care about. Sorry, I've just gotten out of the handheld game. I had a PSP. I sold it. I got a PS3 for it.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Did you hear what they said about the PlayStation Vita? The amount of hours you'll be able to play?
Again, I mean, it's not like...
No, I'm not going to buy it. They said the battery life is 5 hours.
I didn't hear that. That's pretty pathetic.
That is pathetic. Do they not know us at all, as gamers? It's over between us, Vita.
What's the 3DS? What's the 3DS, though? What's the hours?
8 to 12, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty pathetic.
Sorry. Well, it's just... as a gamer, generally about 8 to 12 is before you say, okay, my ass hurts, I'm going to have to get up and go get something to eat and use the bathroom. So you can plug it in and go about your business. But 4 to 5, I'm just getting started. Come on now. I spend at least 12 hours a day in second life when I can. And all you're going to give me is 5?
Well, I mean, I think it even goes deeper, though, than just it's the Tokyo Game Show. Like, so when you think of Tokyo and you think of a game show, what game company do you think of immediately?
What's Capcom.
Okay, what's the second game company you think
Claim.
Of? You're not going to make this easy on me, are you?
Square Enix, maybe?
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Wait, what I think of? You didn't say.
Okay, I should have said what a normal person thinks of, and then still would have popped
I'm
up
not
that.
Normal.
Oh. By comparison, you are. Square Enix. Oh. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything that Square Enix has made in the last 5 to 6, maybe 7 years that has resonated with you as an American gamer at all?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
I just think
you don't want to get me started on Final Fantasy again. Let's just move on.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that to me, I think that a lot of Tokyo game companies have just lost touch with what is currently cool and what is currently in as a gamer and things that you look forward to. I think that years ago they had our interest, but I think now a lot of American companies have come in and have just eclipsed them. And so I think the Tokyo Game Show, to me, is a place for Square Enix and companies like Capcom to show off their games to the Japanese public, but it's not something that, for me as an American gamer, that I really care about.
Well, let me do my on-the-fence thing. Ironically, Blaster, I don't think they care because they're in Japan, so they are focusing on their immediate audience, and we should not be so arrogant as to think they should cater to us. However, this week in the news in the mornings, one company, and I wish I could tell you which one exactly, was saying just that they were losing their American audience, and they had bought a company here in the U.S. so that they could tap back into the market and get a better feel for what we want. And they actually put out a game. It was a sucky game. and it was supposed to be it's one of those Facebook things where you have the shop or whatever with the clothes, but they didn't do a lot of research. I actually wrote to them and they haven't responded. But I said, you know, this is not all we girls are about. If you're going to give me a shop, I want to run it. I want to know how much money I need to be able to look at bank statements. That's the type of games I like. But yeah, so I'm all about.
I'm still laughing because you said they wanted to tap the American market.
Oh my! You know what? I didn't even think of that. You pervert.
Dirty, 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 dirty boy.
That's
dirty.
Just the way you like it, though.
I have two things I need to do. Y'all know I have to give my shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my family, the outfit.
Oh God.
And my boss, Al Capone.
I'm with you on this, Snow. Me and Snow are going to go get a sandwich right back.
Yeah, we're going to go get a sandwich together.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That sandwich thing was carried over from this morning, and I've already told Jay Dukes I will cut him this morning about that sandwich. and also, this is a topic I actually just found right before the show. Mm-hmm. And let me see if I can teach a lesson here. Okay, so apparently some lady who was a stepmother killed her stepdaughter horribly, a disabled girl.
Right.
Suffering from cancer. The thing that stood out to me was that the father moved here from Australia. He met this woman online. Mm-hmm. You met this woman online, and you left her alone with your small child. You didn't do any background checks and find out what the authorities found out, that she had 7 other husbands and that she had been up under investigation for child abuse before. It costs $1 to do a background check.
Right? And that is a dollar well spent.
Yes, $1.
Especially
$1.
When kids are involved, definitely.
$1 will allow you one background check on a person. People, and I'm not saying I am above reproach. I have been known in the early years of the internet to go out and meet people. I met some crazy guy who bought me dinner at a Subway and thought he owned me, and I told him if he touched me, I was going to kick his ass. Apparently he backed off. Here I am today, fine. But that doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes people end up dead. If you meet people online, you're planning on going to meet and date them, please do a background check before you go, or let somebody know where you're going. But you don't definitely do not move across the world for somebody you've not checked out first thoroughly, and then introduce them to your child and watch them at least for a year, because crazy got about a 3-month shelf life. They can only hold that crazy together for about 3 months. I'm serious when I say that. So please, people, for the love of God, you out there, please be careful. I know the people seem like they're your friend. They gave you some Linden bucks. They gave you some gold, and wow, that does not make them your friend.
No. I'm sorry, but it doesn't.
Until they flash you the fluffy cakes, then they're your friend.
No, they're not.
No, because I flashed you my fluffy cakes, and I'm still not your friend. So.
Aww.
And the only reason she trusts you is because I know you, and you didn't try to murder me when
right.
I was with you. See how that works, people? But I've known these people for years, and I've met all of them online, and we're all friends. We've all met in person. They have not tried to kill me. Shira did feed me copious amounts of Cosmopolitans when she was visiting. But
I was just trying to get in your panties, that's all.
I don't get drunk. Did we not discuss that?
Yeah, but I thought I'd try, you know.
No, remember I was trying to fight the woman in the Olive Garden. See what you did?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, the key to getting into Corey's panties is dollar bills.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Drinks.
That's right. Money grubbing bitch right across my chest.
Okay. Or Microsoft points.
There you go. There you go. There you go. See, they don't.
I actually
saying,
use
I
Microsoft
saying
points.
She's a gold digger.
I got to use Microsoft points for the first time ever.
Well, what'd you buy?
I bought Age of Empires Online.
Oh, wow.
It's actually really fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice. I love me some Age of Empires. I will not lie. Don't make
it's
me.
Little. It's the graphics are cartoony, but it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of microtransactions, Corey, I think you had something about microtransactions.
Nice segue. I like that. And you totally blew off my subject to move on to something else. I like that, you jerk. Go ahead, Corey.
Sorry.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I was talking about. That was a juicy fight that was happening right there. I had grabbed some popcorn.
No, you said you liked the game. Well, if you want, I didn't know you wanted.
I was going to talk about it, but
well,
you know
talk
what?
About
okay,
it.
Well,
no, talk
okay.
About it.
Now we're moving on. Go ahead, Corey.
It's broken. It's broken. Well, yeah, you are. You're going to have to flesh your fluffy cakes later. Okay, so apparently the people over... Bless her, she asking for fluffy cakes. You know what you got to do. You do what you got to do, man. Get on the stroll, make that paper. Okay, so anyway, Blizzard announced that they were going to allow people to use their PayPal accounts to pay for the new Diablo 3 and a couple other games if you like. I don't know, that World of Warcraft thing. so the big deal about that is I'm excited, yes, because I probably would be more inclined to go play Diablo since it's PayPal because I love my PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Although some people don't.
It's handy.
It is very handy. Especially for keeping you from getting robbed. They will investigate and get your money back. So every time. But, of course, this means a lot of people are going to be trading stuff in-game and in-game items because the game is free to play, but they're going to make their money through your microtransactions. And they've set up their own auction house and all this kind of good stuff. But the worry is, there's a bunch of lists of things I read that people were worried about. What about the people that are now going to be trying to keep up with the gold farmers? Because you know
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen.
It is going to happen. It happens with in-game money. Of course it's going to happen with real money.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you removed the breaks from that. So instead of having to take that in-game money and convert it to real money by having a separate third-party mm-hmm. website that the gamers go to and buy the money, and then you have to go and meet them in-game and give it to them, you know, you've removed all of those breaks, right? And now it's just like go into the game, which is sanctioned, and give real money for in-game items.
Mm-hmm.
That's like...
So they're going to be camping the biggest bosses. They're going to be farming in the most lucrative areas. They're going to be flooding the market with items. Probably the prices are going to be a lot lower than they should be. So it's going to kill the economy that way. And
mm-hmm.
then some of the items that are really, really rare, they're going to jack up because everybody wants them, and they're going to buy them that way.
So,
it's what's happening in WoW.
Yep. And it's actually worse than WoW because here's my thought about this. I really think that all the people are like, oh, okay, because there's real money now involved. That means I can make money as a gamer. Well, guess what? You are not going to be able to make a dime. It's going to be all the Chinese gold farmers that are going to make all the money, and they're going to make sure you don't make any of it because they're going to be all over that shit. And I'm just telling you right now, this is like bad news. To me, this whole thing is...
There was another game. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the name of it. But there was another game where you could actually do that. You would go in the game, and you could... do microtransactions to get gear, and you could also sell stuff that you got for real money. But it ended up not working because exactly what we said here. You know, there were gold farmers who went in there. They got everything. They sold everything at ridiculous prices. They basically ruined the economy for everybody else. So is it possible? Yeah, but you're going to have to put in at least twice the amount of time that the gold farmers are doing.
Right, and that was in MMOs. This is not even an MMO, right?
Right.
This is like an RPG with there's servers you can join. I mean, at least if it goes off the old.
The previous. I think they're trying to get it more MMO-ish. The big concern for me is the money aspect of having to declare the money on your taxes. Okay, what keeps you from having to declare money on your taxes when it's Second Life, when it's World of Warcraft, is it's not direct funds. It's not a you know direct trade of funds. There's a loss or, you know, from trading one to the other. You know, one day your 3,000 lindas might be worth $5, the next day it might be worth 20, so you can't really declare that on your tax statement as this is, you know, straight income. But now,
which is maybe, a good safety net for you.
Yeah, but now no safety net. As I like this one guy that was commenting on GI.biz that was saying, he says, now you'll have 14-year-olds having to do their taxes or be busted by the IRS. So, and some 14-year-olds, they don't know what taxes are, you know, when they come to get them. And they won't put him in handcuffs, poor baby. You made $500,000, clank, clank. You didn't pay taxes. What's taxes? I just bought my mommy a Ferrari, you know, type of stuff. So this is a bad idea all around. I love the PayPal aspect, but I think they need to put the break in, just like Second Life has and all the other games have, where it translates to, it can, you know, be sold for real money, but not directly the exact cost. This is
right, and they're going to market this as a win for gamers. But I'm just going to tell you right now that first off, this is not a free to play model. Microtransactions work really well in a free to play model. They're going to charge you full price. Full retail price for Diablo 3. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Okay, one.
We're talking about the same company.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the same company that took a game like StarCraft that had three separate campaigns for it, single player campaigns, and for StarCraft 2, split it up and are going to make you pay full price for three separate campaigns, right? Where they gave it all to you in the first game for one price. So this is the same company that does that. So they're going to charge you for the game. Okay, one. Two, you've got this in-game microtransaction thing that you have to pay money for. Three, when a DLC comes out, you know they're going to charge you for that, right? So, I mean, you're just – to me, it's like every time you turn around with Diablo 3, you're putting more money in the bank. I mean, you're taking more money out of the bank and giving it to Blizzard. I think this is just a really bad idea all around. What would make me happy is make the PayPal option, you know, not – make it so gamers can't use that. So it's only with – stuff that Blizzard sells through an official store, okay, and to get, you know, make it, if you're going to do that, make it free to play. Do those two things.
You know, you have a lot of players that in WoW that sell their items on eBay and Craigslist.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's true, but I'm saying now we're going to have
people actually selling their items, not for, you know, gold or there's just no break. This is going to be horribly, terribly out of control, I think. I don't mind the PayPal item because it is in Second Life. They have a PayPal, you know, option, but it's to, you know, there's still a break. They show you, okay, for this many lindens, it costs this much money today. You know,
it changes.
It changes every day.
All the time.
It's literally a market and an economy there. It's a nice ebb and flow. It works. That's why Second Life has not suffered from all this. We're laying off people. Anybody heard them saying they're firing anybody?
Nope.
Listen to our news in the morning? Nope. That's why. Nice economy, nice ebb and flow. I buy the stuff. You give it to me. I work my job in Second Life. I earn the money. I put it back in my PayPal to pay for something else. It works out well.
Well, for Second Life, it's the users making their own stuff. They're not going out and farming the same items that everybody else in the world's going to get.
That's true. They're unique items, so they're worth the extra. My 15,000 linden red boots that I can't find. That's $30 real money. I didn't pay for them, by the way, because y'all know how I roll. But anyway, I'm just amazed.
You hooker?
I did not hook. He didn't even get to see anything. I'm just.
He just gave it to you? Oh, well, I can't talk. I had that happen.
Took me out shopping.
Whoops.
Baby.
Yeah, that's where I got most of my stuff from. I'm one of my avatars.
Some of you guys out there got to slow your roll, really? Really? I mean, not that I'm not appreciating the 15K boots, but you could have just gave me that money. I could have went and bought me some real shoes. I'm just saying.
Right?
Or you could have bought me some new outfits. That's what happens. That's how I roll. The girls that you're giving stuff to, they turn around and give it to me. That's how I roll.
We only did that because you were sad. It was pathetic. It was so bad.
Blaster. Baby, we got to get him rid of that mohawk, because if we just get rid of the mohawk, he'd be hotness. He really would.
I like the mohawk.
The mohawk is not attractive in the slightest.
That is so 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
That's so 2006.
I know. And my music is also 1990s. And all
no, your music is 1980s.
I remember last week, 1980s.
Speaking of getting ripped off, do you guys see the $400 Gears of War 3 case?
Yes, but you know, that's not the first time that somebody has marketed products with game stuff on them. Like, I went to Best Buy the other day, and they had like a WoW mouse where you had certain buttons on the side that would do certain macros.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on what class you were. So it's not the first time it's happened, and it's just a ridiculous notion.
Well, I mean, I don't like. So I don't even understand where the market is for this. To be honest with you, I have never
fanboys.
Thank you,
fanboys. I'm telling you, the Wild Mouse, it was like selling like hotcakes. The little fanboys who are so obsessed with certain games and have to be uber, and that's where they get the size of their e-peen from, is how good they are at these games. They're going to go out and they're going to buy all this stuff. In fact, I had a friend who was so obsessed with WoW, he actually bought a case that had the WoW emblem on it, and he put like WoW stickers all over it, and he got the WoW keyboard, and I'm like, really?
God. I don't understand that. Okay, so I'm not denying that people do that. I'm not saying that. I'm
just
saying that.
I just don't understand it.
I just don't understand it, right, because it's like, okay, so does this help me play Gears of War 3 better? No.
No.
Okay, is this something that I can go brag about? Well, people that come visit my house, maybe. But, like, nobody else is going to care.
And, like, the people you're playing online, they can't see your equipment.
See, I was about to make the exact analogy. I'm comparing it to this. There are guys out there that love their football. They got to have the jersey. They got the hat. They got the shoes. But they are going to the games where people can see the
right.
When you find all this crap at home, nobody knows you have it. And you're like, I put it up on my Facebook page. I don't know you. I didn't look at your pictures. I could care less what you got on your Facebook page.
I could be bragging and say that I got my computer decked out in WoW stuff, and I've got this badass WoW mouse. And honestly, you know, I got like really plain stuff. Inside my computer is badass. But
you know what? Inside your laptop is badass. I want her laptop in the
world. That's my laptop. My desktop is better.
It's better?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Snow's laptop is so deliciously smooth when it was playing that I wanted to have sex with it. It was just, she flipped it open and
Corey,
I was like,
Corey wants
ooh.
Your laptop inside her.
Yes, I was like, oh, God, Snow, what you do to that thing? Why is it so smooth? Oh, look at the keys. They're so clean, and they just type. They have that nice little clickety-clack that you like when you and it was just no lag at all. And this was on a Wi-Fi in a hotel. It was beautiful. Oh, Snow, just go on and give that to me for Christmas. What are you running, Linux, right? Was it?
Yeah, it was I forget what type of Linux. Someone installed it for me, but yeah, it was Linux.
Red Hat, probably.
Ooh, lovely.
I don't think it was Red Hat. I don't think it was Red Hat.
I don't care what it was. I want it. I won't own it, and I won't own it now. Oh. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? It's hot.
I'm just saying, you buy that $400. I mean, so let me ask you this, then. So do you think that Gears of War 3 is going to make you want to buy a $400, basically a $100 overpriced,
hell
Xbox
no.
360.
That $400 can go to pay bills. It can go to buy some shoes. It can go to buy a new corset. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Fuck
right.
that.
Right. But if you haven't bought Gears of War, I mean, if you don't own an Xbox already, right, you're not going to go out and buy Gears of War 3. You're going to buy Gears of War 1, hopefully, play through that and see how you feel about it, right?
No. You're not understanding how most gamers think. The newer gamers, I should say. The old school gamers, we like to go through things in succession and figure things out. But the newer gamers, they're going to go for the shiniest, the prettiest, mm-hmm. the fastest, the bestest, the most coolest, whatever.
They have no concept of roots, is what she's saying.
Right.
They don't understand where it came from. And even if you showed it to them, they don't grasp the concept of, look at how far this game has come.
Right.
So it doesn't faze them any the way us.
Right, okay. Understood, and that's fine. But I'm just saying that you're not going to – if you haven't played any Xbox 360 games, you're not going to jump right in and buy this $400 Xbox 360 Gears of War three case just to play Gears of War 3. Yeah, you're going to jump in and just buy a regular plain old Xbox 360 and get your Gears of War. So I don't understand what this is being marketed to. I mean, I know it's the hardcore Gears of War 3 fans, but they probably already own an Xbox 360. Why would they dump it?
Blaster, keep in mind, wasn't the Halo 3 that came with the helmet? It was $300 and the whole shebang there, because we went out and did the launch for that. It was around $300 too, and I couldn't understand then why people were doing that.
Right, but then I went to GameStop months after that, and I saw tons of those up on the shelves. In fact, I still see right now. I still see the Killzone 3, Hellgast edition of the PS3s. My GameStop's got three or four of those, and those were supposed to be like pre-order, and that was the only way to get a hold. Like they're really supposed to be rare, right? And there's three or four of them just sitting on the shelf. They're collecting dust. I remember the same thing was with the Halo Xbox 360, the one that came with the little helmet.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They had those forever.
Yeah, I could have walked out with one. They were going to give me one because nobody was getting them at a certain point. You had your other hand. Same with when GTA came out, they had the one that came in the big case and that whole big thing. And all I care about, you can keep the damn case. I just want the disc. I need the disc and the book. Keep the rest of it. I don't care about the rest of it.
Now, the only time I've ever paid extra for a game is if it came with in-game items. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds stupid. But like I'm
No, it doesn't because it's not a whole lot you're paying. These people are paying $300. We're talking about $5 to $10 is what you're saying.
Right. That's all I'll pay extra. I won't go any extra than that. But the only time I've ever played extra was like getting collectible editions of like an MMO to get like a mount in the game or a pet in the game or a really badass item in the game, something like that. That's the only time I'll pay extra. But like the little figurines and the art that comes with it, nah, that shit gets thrown out. I only want the in-game item. That's all I want.
I got a closet full of it now.
Right? I don't need any more.
In the end, I know a lot of people are like, these will be collector's items. You know what makes a thing a collector's item is that nobody else has a lot of it. But they're selling so many, in 10 to 15 years' time, it's not like somebody's going to say, I really want me one of them Halo helmets. And you look on eBay and there's like 50 of them. It doesn't hold any value then. It doesn't mean anything.
And actually, that's really funny because I kind of, when thinking about that story, the previous story we talked about Diablo, is that I'm like, so if you're going to spend real money for an item in the game, does that mean like 10 years down the road you're still going to be playing that game because you spent all that money on all those items? No. That game's just, you're going to be done with that game, move on to the next Diablo 4 or whatever next comes out. Like EverQuest. I mean, if you paid a lot of money, like I knew people that paid real money for items in the game. Are you playing the original EverQuest right now? No. Hell no.
Okay, right? I think of it like this. I have an entertainment budget per month. Okay, and the entertainment budget I use on various things, like, say, go seeing a movie. And I'm going to pay the same amount for a movie as I would for an in-game item. Am I going to be watching the same movie 10 years from now? No, but I'm still going to enjoy it at that time. And that's what I feel about in-game items. But I still don't understand anybody going out and spending $400 for a case for their Xbox that nobody's going to be able to see anyway unless their buddies come over and be like, oh, dude, you got that? What do you say?
They can't touch it. You can't touch it because remember the whole Xbox thing everybody forgets. Once you put it down, it needs to stay exactly where it is.
I have not moved my Xbox. It is right there.
Because if you move that bitch, you may turn it on and have a nice, beautiful red ring, and that is still the case. I don't care how much they tell you they fixed it, darling. It still does that. Is it time to move along to something else?
Yeah, Blaster's getting antsy.
He does. So... it's time to talk about, speaking of in-game items, marriages. Wait a minute. Is he dotting me in our private chat?
Yes, he certainly is.
And then he gets quiet because, he can't do two things at once.
Okay, but that one thing I can do it really well.
At least you think that.
Thank you.
At least you think that. Anyway, in-game marriages, what were you saying?
So we were talking about this morning, or actually Ginger May, a.k.a. Ginger, found this morning. And I thought it was something interesting to talk about tonight because all of us, except for Blaster, have had our virtual relationships. I tend to have me an in-game husband or boyfriend in every game, working on one now in The Godfather. But, of course, somebody we should share the link. We should share the link in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you're missing out. Yeah, you're missing out. You guys go check out that. But they're saying 75% of Maple Story marriages end in divorce. Now, I don't know who the hell slammed Maple Story, but...
I did. It's cute. I'm sorry. I played it.
But long enough to get married and stay in there?
Yeah.
No. That's one of them you kind of go in, this is fun. I'm going to play something else.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun for about 5 minutes.
I was in there for about 30, and I was like, fuck this. I can't do it.
It was cute. It was cute.
It was a little too cute and sugary.
It was cutesy.
I've
only got married once in a game.
I've been married twice. No, you know what? I lied. I said that this morning. You know what? My City of Heroes wedding was the first wedding ever in City of Heroes. But it was impromptu. We kind of announced it, and then people showed up. And it was really nice. I had on my lovely white hero costume, and people were making it snow and stuff. It was on the docks there in I can't remember the name of it. It's Independence Valley, whatever it is. You guys know what it is. The port
Independence
city.
Independence City, I think.
I don't know. the one with the big ship in it. Yeah, the big port.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there. So, yeah, I got married there. I had a husband in The Matrix. No, he wasn't my husband in Matrix Online. He was my boyfriend. And I've had two husbands in Second Life. Who else have I married? I think I was married in EverQuest way back when. I know I was married in Dark Ages of Camelot. See, I have to remember. I got a list. But, okay, here's...
Two D's.
But here's the thing that I find most interesting is, okay, when we were talking about the article this morning, they were, of course, running down, you know, there's no such thing as alimony. They don't have to split their items. And I'm like, what do you guys think if they did institute something like that? You get married to somebody and half your shit in your inventory belongs to them?
Well, right.
I don't agree with that.
Really? Why not?
No, I don't think that. I agree. Go ahead, Snow, but I agree with you. On that
okay. I don't agree with that, and the reason I don't agree with it is games are entertainment purposes. Now, I'm not saying that real-life feelings don't get involved, because I did have some real-life feelings for some people in games.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's really stupid, but it does happen, but I do not think that that should be in there at all, because for the rare people who do, you know, develop real-life feelings for someone, I'm not talking about the feelings like, oh, she hurt me, and then 5 minutes later you're with somebody else. I'm talking like the real feelings. That's rare. Everybody else is just out for a good time. Really, honestly. And if I got married in a game, it would not be real. Those motherfuckers would not see me in real life. You are not going to move to where I am. I am not moving to where you are. You can send me stuff. I don't mind. But, you know, that's it. Ain't nothing else going on.
Well,
so I don't agree with that, because there are some people who do that just for fun, like me.
Well, see, that's where I'm saying if there was a consequence to you getting a divorce, I believe that people would stop doing this. Now, I don't think there's any problem if you want to be married 15 times, because one of my second life jobs is I'm a wedding photographer, and I know that there's this transgender chick that has been married at least 3 times I've seen her. I've taken wedding pictures. And the weddings at the place I work at are not cheap. They're starting at 30,000 lindens. You do the math, go look at the exchange rate, the money she's spending for this. But I know she's been married at least 3 times to 3 separate chicks. But I'm wondering, if there was a consequence, would more people stay married?
Should there be? Really?
Well, on one hand, I say no. It's a game. It's supposed to be in good fun.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are some people that get really invested, as Snow was saying. They meet the people. They get attached. I like you. You know, you're a good friend. We have fun together. Whatever it is we may be doing, shoe shopping,
right,
having virtual sex, whatever it is you do.
Fire beware.
But see, the thing is, the games, the purpose of the games are not to hook up.
No, they're not.
Now, if the whole purpose of the game was to hook up, like, let's say,
the Red Light District. I'm just going to say that Red Light District, yes, is different.
That, by the way, I don't like that game.
Did you? I never got to get in.
Can go in as a freebie and just wander around, but you can't do anything interesting. I subscribed for like a month to review it, and oh, it was horrible. But anyway, so for games that
Snow, did you know we had a press account for a while?
No, you tell me.
That was when we did the sex show like a year and a half ago.
Well, you'll have to tell me next time. Anyway,
go ahead.
For games that the purpose of theirs is to hook up, I think there should be some consequences, yes. But for games like WoW or Maple Story, come on, have you seen the graphics of Maple Story? They're not exactly sexy, okay? For games like that are meant purely for entertainment purposes, I do not think that there should be consequences for getting married in game, because that's not the point of the game.
Well, see, now let me take it to our favorite game, Second Life. I think there definitely needs to be consequences, because you think about the people that start businesses together because they're supposed to be married, and then when they decide, or you know, something goes wrong and they're not together anymore, that's not fake money that they spent on these Sims. This is, you know, $3,000 and $4,000 that they spent together, and there's no way to actually have an equitable split, or, you know, I put in this much money, you put in this much, we're going to split it here, and I made these items, but
right,
I'll give you this percentage because, you know, now we're getting into the whole virtual IP thing. So
but
that
see,
was,
the, it's a little touchy there, because that's not the whole purpose of Second Life either.
No, it's not.
It does get a little touchy, because I do a lot of RP, role-playing, and I do get attached to some people, and I'm actually still friends with the one guy that I married. We're still friends. We email each other back and forth. He has my phone number if he ever wants to call. But So I understand where the real life feelings can get involved, and I understand that people will get hurt, but I still don't think there should be that much of a consequence going on with getting a, quote, divorce in Second Life. I think it does cost money to get a divorce anyway,
it's
or to get unpartnered.
It's 25 lindens.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the business side. I get what you're saying. It's not the thing to hook up, because I have a Second Life husband I've been with come 6 years, the end of this month. Yay.
And you got married again, and you didn't freaking tell me.
Look here, man. You know how we roll.
I know. And you got mad at me thinking I didn't. I invited you to my wedding. You were at my one wedding. You had two, and I didn't come to either.
Well, hell, at least you got to come to. None of us got to Ginger's weddings.
Yeah, I know. She's had so many of them.
Weddings.
With a Z.
You know, I have a question. Would divorce court handle that? Like, I mean, real divorce.
See,
court.
Now we were talking.
In
real life.
Like, as far as assets, right? Because if it's there's real money, then you think.
It's virtual IP, because, you know, you can sue over your items.
Yeah.
In real world. So I thought, what if you're married to somebody and they decide they don't want to hook up anymore? And I've seen this happen too. The first club I ever worked at in Second Life, I was a stripper. The woman that owned it and a guy, they had this huge falling out, and they had earned somewhere in the neighborhood of this particular month $30,000 from this strip club. And then it becomes a, who gets this money? And I believe he took it. And there was pretty much nothing that she can do, because at that point there was no, it wasn't like they were trading any goods. Of course, it was services, which was us dancing, stripping, whatever.
Wait, was I at that club too?
I hadn't met you yet.
Okay.
That was about 4 or 5 months shy of meeting you. But so that's when you start wondering, hey, you know, what happens if I go into business with somebody and then we decide we're, you know, I'm going to go this way, you go this way. What happens to my money? What happens to my shoes?
That's a different scenario, though. I'm referring to the scenario of where you're a real life husband and wife and you have a business in Second Life.
She said he stole my Pixel Baby. Are you making fun of me? Because I sure did give my first Second Life husband. I was like, you take this damn Pixel Baby. You wanted him. You take him.
I'm just saying, I'm speaking to if you're a real husband and wife and you have a Second Life business, then a real divorce court would handle that. If you're not, guess what? It's buyer beware, right? I mean, to be honest with you, if you get raked over the coals because you gave some person in Second Life a whole bunch of your damn money, guess what? That's your own damn fault. You shouldn't be that stupid. Learn your lesson.
See, this is where I say especially a game like this, and we have more games like this than Second Life. Second Life just happens to be the most popular one. What's that? IMUV is also a game that's like Second Life, where they do things like that. And we're not just talking about giving them money. We're talking about, okay, let's use this as an example, because this is something we do here. We pay a lot of attention to the fashion in games. There's people in Second Life that have, okay, we try to relate it to real world. Let's say Gucci. Everybody knows what Gucci is, yes?
Right.
Gucci has a bunch of people that work for them that design clothes. These people also have their own little name. You know, maybe it's the Corey line. It's the Snow White line. Okay. I get mad. Me and Snow are like, we're leaving. I'm going to go over here. We're going to start our own. You know, we don't want to design for Gucci anymore. We're going to design our own thing. In the real world, we get to take our designs with us. We own some rights to whatever we left behind to, you know, get money from it. And Second Life, well, we got your clothes. We got copies of your clothes, and we can sell them in perpetuity, which means forever, as long as we want to, for as much as we want to. You can't take them with you. You can't go to Second Life and say, they have my stuff, tell them to take it down, because it requires a whole lot of work. I got to go through thousands of logs to find exactly the point.
Yep.
I gave this person the clothes, and I had to have said at some point, if I leave, you can't have these clothes anymore. And even then, it's not legal. There's nothing protecting your IP. So that's why I keep going back to the marriage thing. What happens? Because people in Second Life, like I said, get married every other day. There's nothing to protect somebody in this instance if they were to decide to go into business, or we bought a house, and houses are not cheap in Second Life. Land is not cheap.
Mm-mm. Well, if it has to do with real life money, yes, I can understand there being some sort of consequence of we're going to have to split this 50-50, or you take your share and I'll take my share or whatever. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know if there should be like the guy that I was married to in Second Life, he bought me stuff all the time. I bought him stuff. We had a skybox together, you know.
And a house behind mine.
and a house behind yours. I mean, we had a lot of stuff together. And when we split up for a little bit, we split it 50-50. So I don't know if this should be like just a mature thing, or.
You know, people are not mature.
Yeah, it's true. Unfortunately.
I personally think, especially as far as Second Life goes, any of these games, it should be a lot more expensive. I think you should have to have been in game for a while. That's where hopefully the maturity part comes in.
Right.
Both of you have to have been in game for, oh, I don't know, more than 2 years. So we know you're staying.
Well, Ginger would be right out. Her and her 6-7 partners now.
Oh, you know, Ginger. What is that song from Marilyn Monroe? I can't remember the name of it now. Oh, God. Something about the men. Okay. I can't remember right now. What is Stabby McHugs talking about? Girlfriend game will we be
talking? I haven't painted a chat. I don't know.
Oh, well, he's talking about how his ex-girlfriend hated that he was spending time with his in-game girlfriend. You know, I have not had that issue. I think I had that issue one time with a guy I was dating. That was actually my husband in DOC and my real-life boyfriend. And I accidentally sent a tell to him that I was saying to somebody else. It was not even flirty. It was something about, I'm going to punch you in your jaw if you don't give me something, you know, or meet me over here to drop off these boots or something like that. And if you got to fuss that much, they don't belong to you. Anyway.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
So that was my...
Why is Blaster quiet? Did you notice that?
Put your hands on the desk.
I was looking for something.
Put your hands on the desk.
I found it. I'm back.
But I think there should be a whole lot more consequences to getting divorced. 25 lindens is not enough. Also, this is one of those instances where since Second Life got rid of their teen grid, I don't know who we're playing with these days.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah, because there was one instance I was in an adult sim with adult-themed role play, and yes, it involved Sex Blaster. Didn't mean it was a sex sim.
Woo!
It was actually an ancient Greek sim, to tell you the truth. But anyway. And this one dude who struck me as a little odd and immature ended up being like 14.
Mm-hmm. And they are not supposed to be on the sim.
No, they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the PG areas, not the adult areas for sure.
And that is why I'm moving for an internet ID, which there's a company that's doing something like that now. We are working with them to get a story up. It's called the Me Card. You can go check it out if you want, but we'll have something up about it soon. Because remember, I keep saying, y'all, we need an ID. You need a way to be able to trace people on the internet, know exactly who they are.
I agree. At least their age.
Because right now, especially in Second Life, if you are a kid and you can get a look at mom's social security card, the last 4 digits, because that's all they want, you're in.
Don't tell people that. Shh.
No, I'm telling parents out there, you're in. And keep your social security card hidden, for one. For two, check and see what your kids are playing. They're not supposed to be in the bedroom anyway. They're not supposed to be, at least not have a connection you're not aware of. You should be in the room. The door is open. No camming. No talking. Your voice is off.
Right.
Yeah. And where you going? What you mean you got to go to the store? How about I'm going to drive you? No, you can't go by yourself. You know, that type of stuff. So, no. Ginger saying they found one of their dudes was 16 and his brother was coming on, was around 13. Yeah. So these are instances where, and I see how it led you over to the what could go wrong. you also keep in mind, like we were saying earlier, a lot of your Second Life accounts, people are attached to PayPal or bank accounts for that matter. What happens when your kid gets on and is paying a stripper in a club?
Mm-hmm.
Tons of money. I mean, tons of money. I have to wonder sometimes when I see men that are in Second Life and they're paying $30,000 and $40,000 to strippers, and I was one of those.
That's how Corey made it through the 90s.
That's right. That's right, son. That's right. There was no Second Life in the 90s, but yeah, that's how I paid my bills a couple of years ago when times was tight. So I'm just like, what happens when your kid gets a hold of this stuff? Or I'm going to get married 5 or 6 times, or, you know, like this other chick. Who knows? This girl that I'm talking about might be a kid. And they'll turn around and try to go sue Linden Lamps. Whereas if we put some more stringent things in place, also you have your crazy people who...
Well, Linden Labs is covered.
Well, they, hopefully.
They are covered. I discussed this with a few people when we looked for the TOS. They're covered. It's the Sims that the instance happened on. They are not covered.
Ah.
Like the Sim owner would get in trouble and the Sim would be closed. And then accounts would be banned, and it's a whole big mess. But Linden Labs itself is covered.
Sad.
Yeah.
Well, I know me and my Second Life husband, we're very happy. He's my bestest friend, or one of them anyway. Don't be getting your head all big. I know you listen. You're not my bestest friend, but you're close enough. You're close. You'll do. Is he talking to me again? Is Blush talking
to me? Yes. I think he's bored. I think he's bored, and he wants to move on because he's tired of hearing us talk.
No, I said my piece about it, but that's fine.
So you said your piece and it's over?
That's right. Conversation's over.
I don't think so.
Anyways.
I'm done talking now. I'm insulted.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so how about all those free-to-play games? What do you think about those? Continuing on with the microtransaction thing.
What happened?
Oh, now they're, you know what? I'm just going to start talking.
Go ahead and talk, girl.
All right, cool. Age of Empires Online, for those of you that don't know, is actually a free-to-play game. You don't get all the cool stuff that you can get with a paid account, which is what I ended up getting because I liked it. But if you want to try it out, you totally can. And I think WoW is like free-to-play up to level 20. And a whole bunch of other games have gone free-to-play. And it, to me, it's just, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, honestly.
Well, free-to-play can actually get a good new lease on life for a lot of games. I mean, I think, was it Warhammer Online? I think they went to free-to-play, and they that game was really going under before that happened. I'm trying to think, you know, Team Fortress 2, there wasn't, the servers were, you got down to, like, there was three or four servers that were always full, and then you had, like, a whole bunch that were not. Now with free-to-play, it's like you can find a game any time of the day. Find a full server anywhere. So I personally like free-to-play models. The only thing about it I don't like is when they take a game that wasn't designed for free-to-play and they try to throw all this microtransaction stuff into it. And that to me gets kind of annoying. But I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I think it's good for an MMO if it's not keeping... I mean, let's put it this way. Not everybody can be Blizzard. Not everybody can have World of Warcraft and all these hundreds of... You know, I don't know how many millions of subscribers they have, but it's a lot of people, and it's enough that they can sustain a paid model. But not everybody can do that. And I think that there are a lot of games out there that deserve a second chance, and they, you know, that gives them that opportunity.
Well, then again, some of the free-to-play games just need to go away.
Well, which ones do you not like?
I mean, Warhammer Online was one of them.
SimSocial
was another one. Yeah.
I'm not talking to you two anymore. That's all.
You like SimSocial?
No, I like Warhammer Online.
He's whining because I said Warhammer Online. The game was fun.
Don't you talk about my Warhammer Online.
The game was fun for a little while, and then it just got old. It got boring. It got monotonous. It was like a grind. It was really, really bad.
My big problem was the fact that it was really hard to find groups, and that was before the free-to-play model kicked in. So they had a special event, and it was like one of their, you know, seasonal events, and I could not get this dungeon. I could not finish this dungeon because there was just not enough people online to try. And so every time that I try to get on there, I would sit there for an hour trying to get a full group together to go in and run this dungeon. And I never got a chance to finish it.
That's not their fault.
That is not their fault. But I'm saying that after they went free to play, that problem kind of disappeared. And I'm just saying that free to play gave them a new lease on life. I think it was great for Warhammer Online. I don't think it needs to go away. I like the game. I think the game's biggest problem was
I am highfalutin, and if it has free in the title, I don't want to play. I'm just highfalutin.
I'm not. I will totally try out any free-to-play game.
I'm lying. I'm so lying.
Bitch, please. I will try anything once.
Oh, my God.
Maybe twice. Okay. Ooh, that was dirty.
It sure was.
Realized how bad that sounded. Oh, boy.
Speaking of dirty... I wonder how many of you out there are still having issues with your Dead Island. I didn't have any problems.
Oh, God.
You know, that's interesting. So you played it, actually. And you said, you did say that you had one issue, though. Didn't you tell us that?
What was the one? I can't even remember what it was. It was so... I got stuck in a doorway after a cutscene. And the zombies were right there, and I was standing there, and we were both trying to get to each other, and I was thinking, damn, I can't get to them. And they were probably like... Yeah, so who knows... So how we worked it out was I went out the back door. It was all good. I went around the front of the house. I beat their ass. They beat my ass, and we worked it out. So, but I'm thinking a lot of the glitches come from, remember we were talking about when they released the game, they released the wrong version.
Right.
I'm thinking that's what's causing a lot of the glitches, and I think it's probably mostly limited to PC, but I didn't really have any issues. However, Deep Silver has been known to make a few glitchy games. This is also the company that made Call of Juarez, which I have told y'all before, I got stuck outside the car, and a truck mowed me down like 3 times in a row.
I don't know. It sounds like the game's working fine to me.
Well, no, that one was really, really glitchy. And that was like I said yesterday in the morning. I said, that's one of my nightmares, you know, ways to die is that I'm stuck on the highway and something hits me. And I turn and there's this 18-wheeler coming towards me. I was like, oh, no. nightmare, no. But that was, you know, that one was very glitchy. Every time I do stuff, I walk or, you know, I get stuck places. But Dead Island had no issues. I'm also getting sick of you fanboys that are like, I don't like it.
Wait, fanboys of what? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not like Left 4 Dead. Well, it's not like Resident Evil.
That's okay. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Left 4 Dead, but I would like to play Dead Island. I just don't. Right now, I invested some money in a game that has a giant
Warhammer
effect in it. Shh. Not speak ill of Warhammer in my presence. But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that I would like to play that someday. I'm a huge fan of Left 4 Dead. I don't see why Left 4 Dead and Dead Island can't coexist. In fact, I don't.
They are two different,
separate games. Yeah.
Two different games. Not just separate, completely different games. It mixes a little bit of Resident Evil with a little bit of Left 4 Dead. But I like the realism of it is that if there was a zombie apocalypse, you would not have a whole treasure trove of guns in your house. They would not be laid out on the table like they are in Left 4 Dead for you to come pick up and run with. And you would not have to have a key to unlock them like you do in Resident Evil. You would be fighting with whatever you could find, which is how Dead Island is. If you find a pipe on the ground, you better pick it up and use it. You find a boat paddle, pick it up and use it. You can throw it at them. I mean, so there's some other little elements they threw in, a whole lot of fun. I like the targeting system that you can target limbs. But those of you who are squeamish, we were talking about you the other morning, Snow. Ginger's like, we should pack that up and send it to Snow. I said she'd never speak to us again.
I would not.
She would never speak to us. But if you're extremely squeamish, not a game you want to play because it is much more gory than Left 4 Dead.
I'm not squeamish, mind you. I'm not squeamish. I just don't like zombies.
This one didn't scare me as much as Left 4 Dead. It's not the same scare factor. I think I'm more impressed with the AI that they actually fight back. It's not the run at you and scream. They actually have weapons in their hands. They will fight you. Yes, and I keep talking about the, you know, when I realize how different the AI is, you know, I'm thinking I'm in Left 4 Dead, which is I'm fighting two zombies because, you know, I'm Billie Jean badass. I'm like, bitch, I got you, pat with the pipe. And I hit one zombie. He went down. The girl zombie came up to me, and I'm thinking she's going to hit me, but she actually pushed me, and I fell over a second-story railing, hit the ground, and my character was actually winded and couldn't get up for a couple of seconds. And they're still playing the music, and you can hear them coming around the stairs to get me, and I'm like, then I was a little like, oh, my God, I can't get up. This is, you know, very realistic. I like it. That's hot.
Well, I mean, and that sounds cool, and I'm looking forward to playing it. I don't understand, but you said there was fanboys, right?
There's a bunch of fanboys. They keep trying to compare it to the other two, and you can't. They're three different games. I play all three. I love all three. I will say that.
I just don't want a big glitchy game. If it's not that anymore, then that's great.
I can. If there was glitches, I look past them. And as I've been saying all week, the fact that I can run over zombies in my truck and hear their bones crunch under my wheels, always a good thing.
This song is dedicated to Snow. Now if I tell you what a nice guy's supposed to work, I can tell you not to scream when
I approach you. Peace out, bitches.
Check it out next week. Like us on Facebook. You can bet that I may not be alive, but I sure as hell ain't dead inside. What's with the shoddy? I ain't wishing you harm. You see, I try to hold your hand, but I'm missing an arm. And brains are all I'm eating all week, it's true. But if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. So let me take you to Wendy's, you deserve it. Yeah, I'm a zombie baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, for human flesh alone.
on your earlobe, you might get infected, huh? Cause I fell in love with you and I'm undead, but you make me feel alive. And when I chase you through the graveyard, it feels like foreplay, feels like foreplay. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I speak truly when I say I love your mind. I'll take brains over beauty, we'll be the undead, Dagwood and Blondie, when I teach you how to zombie.
Teach you how to zombie.
An herb, I love you and you can sing along to this post-apocalyptic post-mortem love song. So give me a chance, girl, you
wait,
know I'll be
wait,
worth
did
it.
He just say herb?
Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody
yes,
perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and home through the house into the dark. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would beat for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart.
Nom, 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 nom.